NDAs. A Stargate Atlantis and Nodami Cantabile crossover fic. Written by Glad to Cease. Read by Black Glass. Really, Rodney? If there's one look John Shepard has down pat, one that Rodney is more familiar with than he'd like, it's his unimpressed face. It's part disappointed, part tired of your shit, as is the internet vernacular these days. And, most importantly, for the continuation of their friendship, part amused despite himself. And the overall impression is that he's 2 seconds from a headache or laughing fit, depending on how Rodney responds. So keeping in mind the 20-something Japanese woman standing behind him, presumably ooing and aahing in her native language over the ancient tech reacting to her like a flower to the sun, he decides that the old saying about honesty is going to hold true here. I panicked! She turned my cufflinks into a rave without even trying! What was I supposed to do? John remains unimpressed. I don't know. Say it did that on its own? Or hey, here's a thought. Don't wear ancient tech out in public. Rodney wilts. This isn't going according to plan at all. Yes, well, it's a bit late for that. And as I already said, I panicked. I can see that, John says, eyeing Rodney's guest warily. Nodame, or Megumi, or whatever her name is, grabs Rodney's arm and asks him a question. In Japanese, which really isn't going to get them anywhere. And she keeps calling him Henamato something, no matter how many times he tells her to call him McKay. He wishes desperately that her conductor boyfriend had come with them, but he'd had a conflict and claimed she was very good with other languages when she put her mind to it. Ha. Look, I panicked. I told them a little more than I should have. Not that I think she understands it. The language barrier here is a little absurd. And I just need to get my hands on some non-disclosure agreements for them to sign, and we can put this all behind us. Trying to look sympathetic. Though pathetic will do in a pinch. Rodney begs. Please, can you talk to Woolsey for me? He likes you better than me. He'll listen. Henamadoshi-san, she whines again, tugging at Rodney's arm and pointing at something on his desk that... Huh. That not even Shepard has gotten to light up before, actually. That's interesting. Sore wa nani? Coming out of nowhere, Ronin says, Kare wakaran. Dare mo ga wakaran. Rodney stares. And isn't the only one. Ronan? Since when do you speak Japanese? Rodney wants to know. Since when do you let women call you a funny wizard? He returns, raising an eyebrow at Rodney, who sputters. Is that what she's been calling me? He demands. Turning to Megumi, he says, slowly, I told you, it's not superpowers. Or magic. Ignoring him, she continues to stare at Ronan.
Wow, seiga takai,
she says dreamily. Ronan looks down at himself. Ah, so. John's face is a little pinched. This has got to be as weird for him to watch as it is for Rodney.
Is this a gate-related language thing? He asks Ronan, who shrugs. She sounds the same to me as you two do.
Well, unless you want to translate all our English language documents for her, that's not going to be very helpful, Rodney mutters. Megumi keeps saying things to Ronan, using no words Rodney even remotely understands, full of long vowels and exclamations that sound like utter nonsense. Ronan's replies don't make any sense to Rodney, but it still sounds like Ronan. Short, clipped, direct and, presumably, straight to the point. An idea pops into Rodney's head as he's watching them, and he snaps his fingers as he tries to recall who's still nearby. Miko! She could explain the NDAs to Megumi.
She could, John says agreeably, if she weren't working on repairs at the Midway Station for the next 2 months.
Rodney sighs. He'd known he'd forgotten something.
She knows a couple other Earth languages, Ronan takes this moment to announce. Either of you speak Doitsugo? But for Ransigo? Rodney blinks.
I don't think that translated properly.
John, though, is nodding. German and French, right? That's what I said.
John smirks and turns an expectant eye on Rodney.
Oh, what? Just because I'm Canadian, you expect me to remember my high school French any better than yours?
I took Latin, John says, not quite bragging and entirely ignoring Rodney's point.
Sighing, Rodney says, Fine, fine, I'll give it a try. Megumi, he says, grabbing her attention. She smiles.
Huh?
Tu parles français? He asks, and can't help the shade of disbelief in the pronoun. She grins, clapping her hands in delight.
Oui, ça c'est bizarre.
Her accent is almost impeccably Parisian. The boyfriend must not have been exaggerating after all. Communication established. Rodney promptly tunes out the stream of questions that he can't understand any better now that they're in a half-familiar language. He turns a hopeful look on John, who sighs and rolls his eyes.
Fine, I'll get some civilian NDAs from Wolsey for you.
You're a saint, Rodney calls after him. I owe you, 3 weeks of pudding cups.
John waves an agreeable hand at him without looking back. When Rodney turns his attention back on Megumi, it's to find that his silence hasn't deterred her at all. She's still asking questions about the song she hears from Things That Light Up, and her magical destiny. And God, how has he not gotten it across to her that ancient technology is the furthest thing from magic? Despairing of this reaction, from what is possibly the strongest presentation of the ATA gene he's ever seen in his life, he turns his attention outward, anywhere that isn't 2 inches from his ear. Ronan is staring at him.
What?
You never would have known she spoke French without me, he says. It's not an accusation, or a subtle hint, or anything like that. From Ronan, it's a simple statement of fact. Rodney sighs. Okay, I owe you a week of pudding cups, too.
Ronan keeps staring.
Fine, 2 weeks. But no more. If I keep giving them away, I won't get to have one before we leave for Pegasus.
Pegasus? Megumi says excitedly. Un cheval ailé? Pour moi? Yabo!
She starts complaining that she'd never thought to take horse riding lessons, and Rodney winces.
Him and his big mouth. Again.
End of story. Thanks for listening.